Lieutenant Bill Milhausen, you direct the canine program. First of all, you've already mentioned that you used up a lot of the funding that's been donated. There's still a need for more funding to sustain this program. What can you tell us there?
Yes, there's ongoing needs for financial support. The program, right now we've raised about $32,000, and we're shooting somewhere more in that $60,000 range to stay the course for the duration of the service life for the dogs, which would take us out to about 7 or 9 years. There's a lot of expense with dog food, vet bills, ongoing equipment for training, things like that, that we need to make sure that we have funds available to take care of.
As you look back into the past, a long period of time went by without having your own dogs and relying on other departments for mutual aid. With case law the way it is, this is going to be huge for the department to make more cases and bring these things to trial, right?
Yes, it is. We've had the time issue has been against us, and most of the times when we've needed a dog and had to request one, like you said, case law, with the time frames in which we can detain people in time to get a dog there, this is going to afford us the opportunity. We've already got the dogs on the road. They're working. They're available to our deputies or other law enforcement agencies to respond in a timely fashion to meet those that criteria.
Most of the time, the dogs are with the deputies as road patrol units. In your experience, have you found that most of the times that you need a dog is a car being pulled over, or is it a building or a different situation?
I would say the majority of the time the dogs are deployed is for vehicle searches. However, there is an ever-growing need, it seems to be, with building searches and things like that, or pursuit situations where we have somebody fleeing and we can utilize the dog if the suspects flee on foot to apprehend the suspects. And that we're seeing an increase in that over the years we have.
As I was arriving, there was a little discussion in the presentation about a dog from another county. Can you explain that one a bit? As far as a dog that apparently may have come from another county or a deputy that left, what was that?
We recently are going through a hiring process, and one of the applicants was a current canine handler who's relatively new to the canine program in another county. That individual was offered employment here, so we then worked out an arrangement with the county he's coming from to purchase the dog. So we are getting a third dog. So we're going from zero dogs to three dogs all in the month of January here in 2014. So we're very excited about that.
It seems odd that a program that has a dog and a deputy would take the chance of losing that team.
Yeah, I think, you know, that agency probably looked at the fact that the deputy really wanted to move to this area. It wasn't that he was unhappy with the area he was at, but he wanted to move back. He's a native to the area, so he wanted to move back to this area. He was relatively new to the canine program, which certainly there was a setback for their department to try and get a new handler and get him on the streets for them, but it was certainly a benefit for our agency. We want to add possibly up to four dogs total here with our program, but we certainly weren't anticipating a third dog this soon, but we're very happy that we got it for the cost savings that we did.
Where's he coming from?
Columbia County. And he, like I said, the deputy starts here actually on Monday. So after he's done with our field training program and is out on his own, we'll be utilizing his dog, same as we are the two that we just purchased ourselves.
So you go from zero to three in 5 days.
Yes. Yeah. And it's, like I said, exciting for us. So
as you look at going from zero to three dogs in 5 days, how does that affect how you schedule the deputies and how you place the dogs so that they are available when you need them?
Right now we're having to pay attention to where we are scheduling our canine handlers. We don't have the ability to transport prisoners with two of our cars right now. We're making some modifications where that will be allowed. So right now, in an effort to put them in an area where they have an area partner, so if a transport of a prisoner is needed, we already have a car close by so that we're not wasting transport time or gas to run out from one end to the other to get, you know, the transport the prisoner back to the department. So with regards to that, that's our only scheduling issue, which really isn't been that big of a deal looking ahead.
Looking ahead, any idea when the fourth dog might come around?
I would say probably a couple of years down the road. One thing I don't want to do as a supervisor of the program is have all of our dogs mature at the same time or retire at the same time, and we then have to try and figure out how we're going to replace three or four dogs all within a year or two financially. So I would like to see that dog a couple of years down so we have some type of a rotation. When new dogs are being trained up, we still have current service dogs in place.
With the three that you will have as of next week, I understand that they're staggered by a year or two now.
Correct. They're staggered by age, so certainly the three-year-old could come to the end of their career a year and a half or so before Leo. The dog that we are gaining has already been on the road for about a year and a half. I'm not exactly sure the age of the dog, but I would assume that dog's probably pushing four. So we're going to have a nice stagger right now, and I don't want to throw that fourth dog in the mix right now until we can have that offset.
Anything you want to add?
If people are interested in helping us with the program financially, the Community Foundation, 500 3rd Street, is where they can make donations. They're tax deductible through a 501c3 there, and just make sure you indicate that it's for the PAWS Enforcing Laws program.
And now is time to think about taxes, so that's a good thing to donate to.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much.
Lieutenant Bill Milhausen, Marathon County Sheriff's Department. Thank you.